ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर फर्स्ट वर्स 38। यान असाव ईश्वर विग्रहस्य यः सन्निवेशः कथितो मयाते संधार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषि स्वत्विष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यानयतोऽस्ति कश्चित् यान असाव ईश्वर विग्रहस्य यः सन्निवेशः कथितो मया ते संधार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषि स्थविष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यानयतोऽस्ति कश्चित् यान असाव ईश्वर विग्रहस्य यः सन्निवेशः कथितो मया ते संध्यार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषि स्थविष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यानयतोऽस्ति कश्चित्। सन्निवेशो कथितो मया ते संधार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषिष्वनिष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यानयतोऽस्मिष्ठे यानसाविश्वर विग्रहस्य यः सन्निवेशः कथितो मया ते यस्मिन् वपुषि स्वनिष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यानयतोऽस्ति कश्चन यस्सन्निविष्टा कथितो मया ते संधार्यते स्मिन् वपुषि स्वतिष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यान यतोऽस्ति किश्चित् यानसाविश्वरविग्रहस्य यसन्निवेशकृतितो मया ते सन्धार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषि स्थविष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यान यतोऽस्ति कश्चित् यानसाव ईश्वरविग्रहस्य यसन्निवेशः कथितो मया ते सन्धार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषिष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्यान यतोऽस्ति कश्चित् यानसाविश्वरविग्रहस्य यः सन्निवेशः कथितो मया ते सन्धार्यतेऽस्मिन् वपुषि स्वतिविष्ठे मनस्वबुद्ध्याय न यतोऽस्ति किञ्चित् Yan, all these, Asu, that, Ishvara, Supreme Lord, Vigrahasya, of the form, Yaha, whatsoever, Sannivesha, as they are located, Kathitaha, explained, Maya, by me, te, unto you, sandharyate, one may concentrate, asmin, in this, vapusi, form of virata, sthavishte, in the gross, manaha, mind, swabuddhaya, by one's intelligence, na, not, yata, beyond him, asti, there is, kinchit, anything else. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. I have thus explained to you the gross, material, gigantic conception of the personality of Godhead. One who seriously desires liberation concentrates his mind on this form of the Lord, because there is nothing more than this in the material world. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has verily explained that the material nature is only an order-carrying agent of His. She is one of the different potencies of the Lord, and she acts under His direction only. As the Supreme Transcendental Lord, He simply casts a glance over the material principle, and thus the agitation of matter begins. And the resultant actions are manifested one after another by six kinds of gradual differentiations. All material creation is moving in that way, and thus it appears and disappears in due course. Less intelligent persons with a poor fund of knowledge cannot accommodate the thought of this inconceivable potency of the Lord Sri Krishna, by which He appears just like human being, Bhagavad Gita 9.11. His appearance in the material world as one of us is also his causeless mercy upon the fallen souls. He is transcendental to all material conceptions, but by his unbounded mercy upon his pure devotees, he comes down and manifests himself as the personality of Godhead. Materialistic philosophers and scientists are too much engrossed with atomic energy and the gigantic situation of the universal form, and they offer respect more seriously to the external phenomenon feature of material manifestations than to the noumenal principle of spiritual existence. The transcendental form of the Lord is beyond the jurisdiction of such materialistic activities, and it is very difficult to conceive that the Lord can be simultaneously localized and all-pervasive, because the materialistic philosophers and scientists think of everything in terms of their own experience. Because they are unable to accept the personal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Lord is kind enough to demonstrate the Virat feature of his transcendental form. And herein, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has vividly described this form of the Lord. He concludes that there is nothing beyond this gigantic feature of the Lord. None of the materialistic thoughtful men can go beyond this conception of the gigantic form. The minds of the materialistic men are flickering and constantly changing from one aspect to another. Therefore, one is advised to think of the Lord by thinking of any part of his gigantic body, and by one's intelligence only one can think of him in any manifestation of the material world. The forest, the hill, the ocean, the man, the animal, the demigod, the bird, the beast, or anything else. Each and every item of the material manifestation entails a part of body of the gigantic form, and thus the flickering mind can be fixed in the Lord only and nothing else. This process of concentrating on the different bodily parts of the Lord will gradually diminish the demonic challenge of godlessness and bring about gradual development of devotional service to the Lord. Everything being a part and parcel of a complete whole, the neophyte student will gradually realize the hymns of Isha Upanishad, which states that the Supreme Lord is everywhere, and thus he will learn the art of not committing any offenses to the body of the Lord. This sense of God-mindedness will diminish one's pride in challenging the existence of God. Thus, one can learn to show respect to everything, for all things are part and parcels of the Supreme Body. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೇಶ್ವರಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್. So we are just towards the end of first chapter, the first stage in God realization, wherein Shukadeva Goswami at the start clearly explained the highest thing, that is, you know, chanting of the holy names, and then seeing that the audience also had many yogis and other sages who are not up to the mark of pure devotional service, he started explaining process of Ashtanga Yoga, and in that the dharana stage, what to explain, what should be the objective of one's meditation, he starts explaining about Virata Rupa. So till last verse, he explained what all constitutes this Virata Rupa. And then, now in this verse, it's just this verse and next concluding, he's saying that, therefore, one should concentrate, as this explained, one who seriously desires liberation should concentrate his mind on this form of the Lord, because there is nothing more than this in material world. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, you know, a couple of key themes. So we'll first see how we'll see this discussion in four themes. First, how Shukadeva Goswami is very expert teacher. Second, how Bhagavatam is such an accommodative scripture that whoever we are, we have a hope. There is something for us from Bhagavatam. Which, the third theme is, which always leads to pure devotional service. And then we'll see the practical application of this whole section actually. How practically we can, you know, have this in our day-to-day life. So the first part, Shukadeva Goswami, as an expert teacher, seeing the need of audience, he has explained the whole Virata Purusha. And then, now he is explaining that one should concentrate because there is nothing more than this in material world. So the Acharyas are very careful in choosing the words. So he mentioned there is nothing more than this in material world. So that means there is something more, Krishna's personal form, Krishna's, you know, spiritual world. But those details are, you know, spiritual world. He did not mention that. He's just talking to mainly, you know, the pantheist and, you know, like, just who believes in the nature, to help them how to connect them to Lord. So it's like bridging topic, we say, you know. So those who are outright, you know, who cannot appreciate the personality of God, but who can appreciate the nature, So he's saying how we can see Lord through the nature. So this is the greatness of Shukadeva Goswami as an expert teacher. Now, in the purport, initially Srila Prabhupada explains about how Krishna says that, you know, Maya Adhyakshana Prakriti, you know, he quotes 9.10, that the whole world is under his direction. It starts with his glance as a Mahavishnu, and then the material energy, she acts under the direction of Supreme Lord. But the general mass of people, they may not accept this. They are more of a pratyaksha praman category, you know, show me, you know. There was a great atheist, you know, he used to arrange conferences, you know, and he used to say that, you know, okay, I'll prove that there is no God. And then, like, they have a New Year countdown, you know, 10, 9, 8. So he used to say, okay, I'll count till 10. If God is present, he should come in front of me now. Or he should destroy me, whatever. But if he doesn't, that proves, you know, hence proved what? God doesn't exist. And then he used to count, okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. See, there is no God. Now, this argument is so foolish actually. If I sit here and if I say, okay, let me chant, no, let me do a countdown till 10. If the President of United States or if President of India doesn't come in front of me, I hence declare President of United States doesn't exist. Does this make sense? It's a childish, right? So, same way, this doesn't hold true. It's just the atheistic propaganda wherein less intelligent people, they focus too much on pratyaksha praman, getting the direct perception, and then fall prey to this kind of propaganda. There was another famous atheist. He had written, I forgot his name, outside the wall of a church, you know, God is dead, and he put his name down. And after some days, you know, he died. So the chapel in the church, he reversed it. He put that person's name. This fellow is dead, you know, God, you know. So it's like that. Pratyaksha Praman always doesn't give us the complete knowledge. But the Bhagavatam is so glorious. It says, even if you are of that category, you want to see by your eyes, okay, look at the nature and you can see it is a manifestation of Lord as a Virat Purusha. When you see Santa Monica, you know, mountain range, you can imagine it's bone of Lord. You know? When you see, we have all these descriptions till now, you know, each sense, like moon is the mind, sun is like eyes, you know, all these verses, couple of verses, we are discussing this. So this is the glory of Bhagavatam, wherein it accommodates anybody and everybody, but at the same time, it makes sure that the practitioner, if he practice, it goes ultimately to the devotional service. That's the, you know, that's the end result, you know. Also, this also is glory of a whole Vedic culture, wherein a person may be a meat eater, person may be, you know, having all bad desires, but those desires are gradually regulated and person is mode, is raised from ignorance to passion, passion to goodness, and from goodness to Shuddha Sattva. So, that is the beauty of the whole, you know, Vedic system. Bhagavatam also describes the examples to the extreme. There is an example of a Pingala, the prostitute. There is an example of a Avanti Brahmana who was like, you know, with no wealth. And there are examples of kings. So, the whole, like, you know, why the extreme examples are given, and there are even examples of, you know, the Sudama, the florist, common people also. Why the whole spectrum is covered? So that nobody can claim that Bhagavatam is not for me. No, Bhagavatam is for everyone. It accommodates everyone. At the same time, it gradually elevates them. So, one of the beautiful statement Prabhupada makes in this purport is, that one who thus meditates on Virat Rupa, gradually he will develop the devotional service. So is it that the people, you know, who are just meditating on, say, you know, mountains or, you know, trees or, you know, whatever aspect of Virat Rupa is mentioned, will they directly take to the devotional service? No, the mention is gradually, and there is a caveat. Only when they come in association with the devotees. So unless, so like even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the various rungs of yoga. You know? There is a sakam karma, nishkam karma, then there is a dhyana yoga, ashtanga yoga, and then there is, you know, devotional service. So apart from pure devotional service, person practicing any of the method which is bona fide given in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, they cannot come to devotional service unless there is a touch of a pure devotee. Yes, person can get elevated from one to other if somebody is a sakam karma yogi. He'll, like, you know, gradually practicing, he'll go up to nishkam. But that itself won't qualify him to practice devotional service. So same way, Prabhupada is mentioning in this verse that just by meditating on Virata Rupa, one will gradually develop devotional service. So it's not just by doing that, but it's that will first make a person humble. Like towards the end, Prabhupada is saying that the challenging attitude of scientists and philosophers who always want to know big things, that will get diminished. They'll say, oh, you know, God is so great. And slowly, when the pride is diminished, they become humble, they start respecting Adho Shraddha. And then, in that state, when they come in touch with devotees, then gradually devotional services develop. So without a pure devotee, nobody else can give pure devotional service. So these processes, though they are bona fide, though they are there, they are just to elevate from one platform to other, but they in themselves won't lead us to devotional service. So, and then, you know, Prabhupada so beautifully mentioned that the goal is always devotional service. So if somebody just reads first chapter of second canto, and, you know, if there are no Prabhupada commentaries, he'll come to conclusion, okay, Virat Rupa, even if I meditate, anyway, there is nothing beyond in the material world. That's all in all. But then Prabhupada says, no, if you do this, gradually you will lead to pure devotion. So till now we discuss how Shukadev Goswami is perfect teacher. He, seeing the need of audience, is taking the topics in detail. And then we saw the accommodative nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. That yes, it is the highest, you know, Purana Arko Udhino Uddaha. It is the essence of all the Puranas, but still, it still accommodates even a person who is demanding the, you know, direct perception of Lord. So that is the second point, accommodative nature of Bhagavatam. Then we saw that how the goal is always devotional service. And then fourth aspect we'll see, what is the preaching application of whole this section. So see, many times, all of us, when we meet someone, we have a desire that he should become a pure devotee. He should start chanting 16 rounds, he should read, take up to devotional service and become perfect. And that's natural, it's valid desire, nothing wrong. But if we are not mature, in our enthusiasm, we may act in a way that instead of getting attracted to devotional service, they may get repelled from it. So we may give so much enlightenment without any encouragement that the person is gone forever. So it's said, like, you know, operation is successful, but the patient is dead. If somebody comes, you know, he's in great distress, you know, somebody is near and dear, you know, has died. So instead of giving, you know, emotional support for time being, and presenting philosophy in a suitable manner, if we just you know, take the hammer of Shastra and keep hammering, giving only enlightenment, you know, that, you know, anyway, you are not body, you are soul, you know, fool's lament for the dead, you know. And then there are, you know, this, you know, verses after verses, you know. And then if somebody comes to, you know, have, say, birthday celebration of their child, and you say, you know, what, you know, this is all bodily conception of life. We are not speaking lie, but it's not the correct way and correct time to speak that. So, how to give medicine, that is also an art. So, enlightenment has to be given along with encouragement. Otherwise, what happens? Operation successful, patient is dead. So, we have to make sure that whichever level a person is, how I can bring him a little above, closer to Lord, a little above. So, there is something called as, you know, Agyat Sukruti, Bhakti Unmukha Sukruti. Like a person is a drunkard, you know, and then he is traveling looking for a liquor shop. Suppose he comes from Venus, goes on overland, and their shop is closed. He comes on palms and then goes to, you know, this street, which is this way, straight towards, you know, Sprouts, and then, you know, from Sprouts he again goes back to Venus, back to overland. So he is in search of liquor, but in meanwhile what he did, he unknowingly circumambulated Rukmini Dwarkadish. So very minute his Agyat Sukruti is, you know, deposited. You know, devotees, they go on Harinam, people see them, you know, they laugh, you know, hey, you know, Hare Krishna, you know, they have come, you know. He has chanted unknowingly, you know, Hare Krishna. There is an amazing example. Once somebody wrote a very criticizing letter about Gaudiya Math, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote that. And then he was saying that, okay, count how many times Krishna is there in this. So it's all blasphemy. But you are saying, okay, just count, you know. And then he said, say, good, you know, at least people chanted those many times, you know, Krishna, you know. Of course, he's completely another level of thinking. So the point is, we should always try to increase the Sukruti of people. Whenever we give book to somebody, Prabhupada said, even if they don't take the book, let them touch it. Their, you know, Sukruti is built up. So whenever the quota is built up, then naturally one day, they will take up completely to devotional service. So this, when we have this understanding and when we apply this concept practically, it has two positive effects. First, we won't get discouraged when we try to preach someone. We won't feel that, hey, you know, he's not chanting or anything. We are just happy. We are, you know, trying to elevate him. Of course, it does not mean that we are so wishy-washy that, you know, we never tell him about, you know, chanting. Somebody came to, you know, like I was talking with somebody and he said that, you know, I have been coming to temple, you know, for like 2 years. I said, you know, are you chanting? He said, no, nobody told me. So, of course, we have to give encouragement, but at the same time, we have to give enlightenment also. So, when the proper time is there, we have to also tell that, you know, spade is a spade and, you know, saint is saint. Like, we have to also tell that, okay, this is the correct understanding of philosophy. So this balance comes, of course, with maturity, and we should always pray to Paramatma that let me be instrumental to make this person bring closer to you, you know, one step. So like this, so many devotees, when it does to some person, then at one point, a person may immediately come, he may take a book, he may join ashram, he may, you know, start very nicely. This also makes us humble. How? We won't think we ourselves as a doer. We won't think that, okay, this fellow is made devotee by me, you know. No, there might be, you know, 10 different devotees who have kept putting the Sukruti account, and I was just one to put that last drop, actually, by which he, you know, completed it, and now he is, you know, full-fledged devotee. So it gives us both understanding. First, not to get discouraged when somebody becomes devotee. And at the same time, not to get proud also when we are instrumental in making someone devotee. So, this is the overall, like, you know, preaching application of this whole section, wherein we try to elevate individual from whichever level he is to a one level closer to Krishna. And then we can even use, like, if we go around, we see people hiking, we can tell them, yes, you know, our scriptures, you know, when the discussion about God comes, yes, we can refer to this section. It says, yes, you know, it is We can see this as a manifestation of Lord. This is, you know, technically called as Virat Rupa, and we can explain this. So this is the beauty of this section. So though Virat Rupa is Kalpita, it's imaginary, still it has a purpose. If you want to imagine something about Lord. So next verse it will come. You know, anything rest of the imagination is, you know, all useless. So whenever you will see a big, you know, that great Sherman tree, the highest tree, you can say this is Lord's, the biggest hair, you know, on his body. If somebody wants to imagine. Okay, so to summarize, we saw that how Shukadeva Goswami, as a perfect teacher, he, seeing the need of audiences, has started describing Ashtanga Yoga and Virat Rupa in detail. Also, we see that how Srimad Bhagavatam is very accommodative. Whichever level you may be in, or whichever personality you may be in, Bhagavatam has something for you. This is to make sure that nobody gives an excuse that Bhagavatam is not for me. So Bhagavatam is very accommodative. Then we saw the third, the goal is always devotional service. Like Prabhupada also points out, when somebody does this, gradually he will develop to devotional service, when somebody meditates on Virat Rupa. But the process in itself won't lead to devotional service. It is a touch of a devotee. So there the fourth point comes, the practical and preaching applications of this section is, we should be, as you know, Prabhupada's servants, instrumental to bring people close to Krishna. We should not give so much enlightenment that person becomes a blind and goes away from Krishna. So we have to give enlightenment with encouragement, and then we should not be either extreme. And same thing, we should also be instrumental in increasing the pious Agyat Sukruti, Bhakti Unmukh Sukruti of everyone, so that eventually they take up to Krishna consciousness. And this also gives us understanding, we don't have to be proud, neither we have to be morose, when our preaching efforts are either successful or a failure. So we stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the wonderful class. I just wanted to like add a little something. It states in Sri Namamrita, Nectar of the Holy Name, that anyone hears the name of Krishna even one time, they get so purified they don't have to suffer the reaction for all their past sinful activity. And then the next verse says, repeated hearing, one loses the tendency to commit sinful activity and develops pure love for God. So the Holy Name is extremely powerful. So, and I experience it, so I go out on Harinam every day. And when I was in Laguna Beach, I remember when I first started going out, probably 90% of the people would just look at me like, God, who is this guy? What is he doing? You know, just kind of give me some kind of bad vibes. But then I just kept going out every day. And then within a few days, people were waving to me and, you know, talking with me, and you know, people, I'd invite people to the temple and they would come, and I got to be friends with a lot of people. So just by hearing the holy name, so like you were saying, you know, that they gradually, just not even knowing that they're engaging in devotional service, but just by hearing the holy name, that is a big engagement in devotional service. And they're getting so much benefit. And I was coming back from the train station last night, and I thought, oh, let me do some kirtan on the way. So I was chanting, and the first couple of guys walked by and, you know, just didn't even look at me. And then this one guy, he came up and he was smiling at me. So I stopped and I gave him a, you know, a little tag, says VedaBase.com, and has the mantra on it. And I told him about the temple and the Sunday feast. And I said, yeah, we have a program on Sunday at 4:30. We have You do this musical meditation, chanting with 200 or 300 people, and it's very powerful and enlivening. And immediately he said, yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. You know, when you were, when I heard the chanting, I felt, you know, so enlivened. And I said, well, you know, if one person can make you feel so enlivened, what if you do it with 200 or 300 people? He said, yeah, I'm going to come, you know. So
yes.
It's very powerful when we go out there and chant in the public. So I'd just like to encourage devotees to, wherever they go, just chant the mantra. Even if you don't have a cartologist, you know, just, you don't have to sing really loudly so that it's, you know, looks like you're a crazy person. But if you just walk around, you know, you're walking down the Sprout, you're singing the Hare Krishna mantra, people will hear it and they'll be getting purified.
So
we have the greatest process.
Thank you for
holy
sharing.
Name
is very
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your very wonderful presentation. So you were talking about encouragement and also that when someone new comes, we should try to increase their sukriti in that person. So can you give some examples, practical examples, how to help someone to increase their sukriti, and also practical examples, how to encourage them, encouragement to someone new?
Sure. So first, whenever we say, you know, some friend is there, we can invite them to temple. When they come to temple, if you know there is new person, we can tell actually, you know, see, this is, you know, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We should take all the names. He's spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There is, you know, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, six Goswamis. Then there is Gaur Nitai, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath. So when they are hearing this, there is, you know, their sukruti is building up just by hearing this, you know, all the acharya's name. So this is when they are in the temple. Very important. But outside, we may just give them a book, give them prasad, the most potent weapon. You know, if somebody is very antagonistic, we don't have to even tell it's prasad. Tell it's cookie, you know, I made it, you know, just try. You know. Yeah, he's eating as a cookie, but something else is happening within his heart. And his sukruti is building up. So distributing prasad, so whatever they like, if somebody is really, really, you know, against Krishna consciousness, of course we should not go and try to increase their offenses, but indirectly, what they like, suppose they like some fruits, we can get those fruits, offer it to Krishna and give it to them. So he may be eating as a fruit, but he is actually eating prasad, which is increasing his sukruti. So prasadam is a very powerful weapon. If somebody likes to hear music, nice kirtans, that is another, you know, very powerful method. And if somebody comes to temple, then it's like, it's all sukruti, it's like, you know, it's a river of sukruti going on. Just entering, just seeing devotees with tilak, they'll ask, you know. Once I went to Sprout with Rals with a tilak, and that fellow, you know, that security person, he stopped me. He said, you know, hey, what is this, you know, mustard paste from a hot dog on your, you know, forehead, you know. So I was like, I then explained, no, it's like, you know, it's this tilak called, you know, it's Lord's lotus feet. We worship. We go to Hare Krishna temple. We don't know, you know. So he heard Hare Krishna, you know. So sukruti is building up. You know? So these small things. Then somebody is trying to relate what he's interested to Krishna. Somebody is, say, you know, very famous of like very attached to music. We can tell, hey, did you hear about George Harrison? Yeah, Beatles. I know. Yeah, you know, George Harrison. You know. Sang this Govinda Madhi Purusham. He played music for it. And this is a tape. So, we are giving direct Krishna consciousness, but in a way which he is appreciative. Somebody is of, want to know about big festival. We can explain like how in Poland, you know, this festival of India, they have biggest cooker which cooks like, you know, 5,000 people's khichdi at one time. So, anything which a person uses. So we have to just be little alert what a person is attentive to, what he is attractive to. And in Krishna consciousness, we have everything. We have philosophies to model all occasions. We have personalities which models all occasions as well. And, you know, if nothing is there, even, you know, Virat Rupa, it's everything is in the material world. It's in the Virat Rupa. We can connect back to it. So these are, you know, some practical ways. Does that make sense? Yeah. So... can give them garlands. That's Maha. So, okay. Okay, anything else? Okay. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitaya Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.